Be a man.
Experience! Are you with me?
Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
Never learn from
your mistakes.
Keep your mouth
shut.
All right.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man.
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man.
Be a man.
When we grew up in Somerville, we had a whole different relationship with cops and authority as opposed to what's happening today. How about you guys where you grew up?
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in Eastie. Then the formative years were, you know, not the dip up the coast. And yeah, the cops were, I mean, you know, the thing about being a cop, you couldn't pay me fucking, I wouldn't be a cop for $500,000 a year. I mean,
they're all quitting anyway.
The shit you got to deal with. You get fucking a domestic, you get deal with fucking drunks, druggies, scumbags, fucking.
Well, they're quitting in droves.
Yeah.
Pretty soon there won't be any police. But anyway, when we were kids in Somerville, we drank openly. We smoked pot at the Apex, right at the fucking beginning of all that shit. You know what I mean? So we had these Somerville cops. We knew one guy as Fat Cop. Oh, here comes Fat Cop. Yeah. You gotta get you guys fucking dead or alive. It was more of a give and take relationship. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And well, they broke our balls. We broke their balls. But now the cops are like fucking all ex-military type guys. You notice that?
Yeah, yeah.
Seems that way, yeah.
And they have a different kind of look and vibe about them, I feel, than as probably the old beat cop was a fat fuck, drank beer.
Well, the town I live in now, a lot of them are fat fucks. But
well, that's what I like. I like a town with fat fucks for police. This way, if you have to run away, there's at least a chance to get away.
There's nothing going on in the town I live on, so.
Like when a guy comes up to me with a fucking crew cut with the shades and a bulletproof vest, is this give me a fucking license? I generally give it to him. You know what I mean? I may not want to. But I fucking do it.
I think it's a whole different attitude of the people, kids that age in general. Because a lot of them, let's face it, they're in their 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Right? No, so different generation. Like, the whole being a man thing kind of evolved from the way kids that age act. Like, fucking wimps, crybabies, pussies.
Disgusting.
Fucking, I mean, it's just, so I think maybe some of that's carrying over to some of these guys that think they're doing their job by being hottos.
Have you ever been arrested by the police?
You know I have.
I have.
Several times. Well,
I've had several myself.
Yes. So, I mean, like I say, the character Gigi Stone is true to life. We kind of ran in those circles back in the day.
I hear you.
And you know, so I guess later in life, I mean, a lot of stupid shit when I was younger, getting in fights, drunk and driving, fucking breaking shit.
Drunk and driving.
You know, all that shit. Then later in life, involved in a crime ring.
Homicide.
If a cop gives you a sobriety test, tell him you just had your knee replaced. That's why you're falling over. Be a man.
You know what you should do? You should add to your resume, because I know from acting experience and other people, tell people you did 10 to 20 years in the can.
Mm-hmm.
Your stock will go up.
Yeah.
And we go, really? It's cool nowadays.
Well, maybe I did.
Yeah, I did 10 years in the can. They go, ooh, sexy.
Maybe I didn't. I just don't tell anybody yet.
See, I like this. Maybe this should be revealed at a future time, how you did some fucking hard time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
broads love
the convict. They love a convict.
Oh, yeah. How many people in the can, like serial killers, end up with broads?
Right. They send letters. They want to get married.
Girls love bad boys.
Oh, yeah.
How about some guy in the fucking can, right, doing triple life sentence with on death row? He's got proposals from 8 fucking Playboy models. I know guys on the street go to bars. They can't get a girl to talk to him. Guy goes, really? I'm on death fucking row. 10 women proposed to me in the last week. Send me naked pictures.
There's a lot of...
Well, figure.
A lot of cops. Getting back to the cop thing, a lot of them are great guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I got friends, close friends, grew up with and from college, and relatives of, you know, Boston cops, state police cops. Those are real fucking cops, a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, it gets to some of the suburbs, it goes ahead a little bit, you know?
Well, cops, yeah, it's true. Collectively, cops, like when you know a cop, everybody says, I know a cop. All good guys, right?
Yeah.
But the general thing of cops, you go, oh, cops. You know?
Yeah.
I've had my balls busted many times.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I've been fucking pulled over numerous times.
For being Italian.
For being a fucking
a
handsome, hung Italian. I was penalized.
Yeah.
Driving while having too big a cock.
We were trying to, opening day when I was, I don't know, 13, 14 years old, we were by the bleachers in Fenway trying to break in to get into the game. This fucking.
That's harmless fun.
Yeah. Oh, this fucking cop, big Irish guy, comes over with his fucking billy club on a horse. So get the fuck out of here, you little guinea. So he was saying to me, all right?
Oh, he's like McCluskey and the Godfather.
Yeah, exactly.
First 1,000 young punks.
He looked like him, too.
But see, those guys, you almost prefer that. Mm. That's what we had in Somerville. Like, we go, oh, here's old Muldoon.
Mm.
Here's Officer Muldoon with the nice thing. Break it up, boys. Move it along. Mm-hmm. I remember being pulled over. Forget being pulled over. We used to drive to Cape Cod. Me and another guy, no seatbelts, of course. We don't wear seatbelts back then. On the front seat between the two of us, a case of Colt 45 malt liquor.
Yeah.
Drinking openly, tossing them in the fucking back seat, maybe a couple out the window, arriving at our destination, not once thinking about, is this illegal? We might, you know, not even, you didn't give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't care.
I got a funny story about when, I guess just out of high school. My buddies were drinking beers, and for some reason, I was drinking a bottle of Boone's Farm apple wine in Lynn.
Do that.
Right? So cops pull us over. First of all, they pointed at me. They're like, you know why we pulled you over? We're like, no. You drove by, and you were staring at us, so we knew we were up to no good. So they get in. They confiscated the beers, and they had the bottle of wine. The cop looked at it. He fucking laughed and threw it back in the back seat. He says, you can keep this.
Wow. Times have changed.
He's all Boone's,
huh?
He's all Boone's Farm.
No.
Yeah. If you see a stadium on the highway, don't pump your brakes. Floor it. Be a man.
Jesus. Yeah, we used to get pulled over. And they'd say, how much do you have to drink? You didn't say something stupid like, oh, no, I haven't been drinking. Just had a six-pack. You best go home. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right home after this, officer, I promise. But now you legalize the pot. I don't give a shit. I know when I smoke pot, I get pretty fucking high. And I almost feel more impaired under pot than I do when I drink a couple of beers. So now you get all these people driving around smoking pot.
It's all the potent stuff now, right?
Right. Oh, so how about this? We just had alcohol to deal with, right, driving? Now you get your phone. You got a fucking bowl going. Mm. Oh, yeah, I got to put my hand on the steering wheel for a little bit every now and then. I got to send a few texts, smoke a few pot. I got to drive, too.
Well, I don't smoke pot because it makes you smile, so fuck that. Don't smoke weed. It makes you smile. Be a man.
Yeah, I don't like it. It makes me too happy.
Yeah, fuck it. Who wants to be happy?
People say, you know, I'm so fucking burden now with my recidivism of crime. If I'm happy, people go, what are you happy about? You're out of character.
What did you do?
You can't win.
I can't be fucking happy. You
know, if you're miserable.
What are you giggling about, happy about? Nothing. It was just momentary. Sorry. Right?
I get another cop story for you. Okay, so what was that place on Route 1? Was it JC's or something?
I think
on
it
Route
was.
On Route 1 in Sorry, something like that. Yeah. So one night I'm there with a bunch of guys and we, you know, getting a buzz on. Then I bump into a bunch of kids I went to college with, and we're doing fucking shots. I was fucking obliterated. I leave the place with a broad that from Revere that I didn't know. Out of my mind, I fucking smashed into a guardrail or something, and I got fucking, my fender fell off. Get out of the car, the broad fucking went mental. She kicked me in the balls, trying to kill me. She took off. So I parked the car. They just started walking. I don't know where I was walking. Like 5 minutes later, the cops come up. They're like, is that your car back there? You know, the Monte Carlo? And I'm like, no. Like, really? You sure? I'm like, yeah. So I look in the back seat, they have my fender.
Oh.
They're like, get in. So I told them I was with a broad, and they're like, where is she? She fucking kicked me in the nuts and tried to kill me and took off. So I figured I was definitely getting arrested. They took me down to the station, put me in a cell, and said, call somebody to come get you.
Nice. When I got... The three times I got arrested was all for drunken behavior. And it was all for trying to fight cops. That was my MO.
Yes.
And that was my thing. And I got to say this in all honesty, right? Each cop in each of the instances would say, listen, giving you a fucking chance to stop. Stop, 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 or else I go, or else what? You want to get knocked the fuck out? Stop it now. I go, what are you going to do? Take off the fucking gun and badge.
Take off
Let's
the
fucking go.
Badge.
Stop it now. Fuck you. Boom, arrested. Every time.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think I would have learned after the first time, the second time, the third time. Cop fighting generally didn't work back then.
Never listen. Be a man. The bottom line is with cops is, feel how you do about them. But, if a loved one had a problem, was sick or dying or something, they'd be there to help.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be there in a minute to help. So, I respect that a lot.
Yeah.
I do, too. I mean, times that I got arrested, it was because I was a fucking idiot.
Exactly. It wasn't their fault. It was our fault. We admit it. See, that's the difference. We take responsibility. I know I was a fucking asshole. I did a little shoplifting, of course. Ooh, I had sticky fucking fingers, boy.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a good game back then. Absolutely. It was a sport.
It was easy. There was no cameras back
then. Here's what I looked at it. It should have been a fucking Olympic sport. I used to call it a fucking game of cat and mouse, right? May the best man win, you or the shopkeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Forget what it's not fair now what they've done. There's too much counter surveillance tags.
Yeah, there is.
You walk in a store now, you look. You lock eyes with the person. You're looking around, need any help? No, thanks. I'm just going to look around. You go in the back aisle.
I'm just browsing.
Freaking hiding. And if you can walk out, you win. If they caught you, they win, right?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I was pretty good. I had a great shoplifting record. Yeah,
I had a nice
run. I never got busted at a store.
Nice.
Nah, me either.
After the fact.
Yep.
I did at least made sales. They caught me. Sister Sledge. Yeah. What was that? We Are Family.
Yeah.
I don't know if it must have been like the cassette tape back then.
Yeah.
I had my buddy's army coat on, so the guy comes up to me. He's like, "Oh, you were in the army?" Well, yeah. He's like, "What division?" I was on this. He looked down. I fucking smacked him.
The fucking ran out mitts.
My buddies were in the parking lot. We got away. There was no cameras back then. I set the guy
like
flying.
John Dillinger.
Yeah. Glory days.
And we were with this kid. He fucking put a stack of albums like this under his coat and walked out of there.
That was my thing. I was an album and CD, prolific stealer of albums and CDs. I had all kind of rigs and jackets, fucking belting systems, fucking compartments, all invented, all perfected. I used to go to Strawberries. Remember that place?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I single-handedly put them out of fucking business. I show no remorse either. I only wish I took more. But I used to have this... You wore the outer coat. Summers I didn't like so much because it was a different sort of thievery. But I'd go in with like the fucking, like say like a warm-up jacket or whatever with a belt tight. Mm-hmm. Unzip this, throw about 5 albums in it, a whack. Zip it up, top coat, and leave.
Yeah.
Every day. Nice. The same guy every day go, "Gee, this asshole comes in every fucking day. He looks sketchy as hell and he never buys anything. And my stock is dwindling."
And albums are tough, too. That's not easy.
They're big boys,
No, it was big. Yeah. It took a real fucking man to steal an album.
I always had
it was nice.
The system. I put something under my armpit and just keep my armpit close, still moving around.
You walk like stiff-armed.
Yeah. I used to do the tucking the pants into the socks and then opening the fly and just shooting shit down the pant leg. And then everything would stack up in the pant legs.
Nice.
That was what's great? That's pretty good. You know what's good about fucking thieving after a while, like any criminal, when you start getting sloppy, which I did.
Yeah.
I started going around, like a garment bag, a deflated garment bag, how stupid it looks with nothing in it.
Yeah.
How about this? It's one thing if you're walking down a city street and you go into a Strawberries, but when you have to drive up to,
like
a standalone, you get out of your car with a garment bag. Went into the fucking. I was with another guy this time, right? The guys, and I used to say to the manager, "How you doing?" I saw him so much, right? Going with the fucking garment bag like this. We're gonna unzip it, load the fucking thing up with albums. Suddenly, the garment bag's heavy as a bastard with big squares in it.
Yeah.
Now that wasn't the code method. The guy comes up to us. He goes, "You got something in the garment bag?" Me and my friend go, "No." He kicks it. You clearly boom. Fucking albums are square like this.
Yeah.
I tell you, I didn't even know what to do. And I was the stealer. This guy was just with me. He looked at the guy and goes, "I'm fucking warning you right now. You touch me, get in my face once more, I'm not responsible of what's going to happen to you." The guy went like this. We fled. Good. We took the shit, though.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you don't get away with it, tell me you didn't think about it all night till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker thwarted me. We'll see who the better man is tomorrow in the fucking rematch.
Yeah.
When I go in fucking disguised. What will they see tomorrow when I come up with? But it was a game.
Yeah.
May the best man fucking win. Now with buzzers, fucking infrared. Oh, it's not fair.
They get the They've taken the sport right out of it.
The two-way mirror. Like, that was like... That was still fair game because it was like the cat and mouse situation. But now you're dealing with all this digital technology. And
no, it's not fair.
Everywhere.
I will say this, be a man. With all your macho-ness and all, you know, my fake macho-ness, when I got into the interrogation room, I fucking crumbled. I'd go, they're going to get into me. I'll never do it again.
Well, that was fake.
That was an act. I was going to say that's an act.
I took medication. I'm not in my right mind. My father beats me. Sign this paper and promise you'll never come here again. I go, I hate this place. I'll never come again. I swear to God, let me go.
It'd be in a week later.
Fucking go there. Now you just want to get your car. You go, fuck you.
Back in the old days, you could get away with a good old-fashioned price tag switch.
Because
it was before SKUs and fucking barcodes and shit.
Yeah.
You could just the old fucking switcheroo.
You still can.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, that's not, some people. I heard some people.
That's what I hear.
Still do that.
Yeah.
I got a friend. I go, you can still do that? He goes, oh, yeah.
Get the old tag on, the new one on.
Nothing gave me more satisfaction of trading in my shoes. Y'all must have done that.
I used to dream that.
And laugh diabolically at night, thinking of the man opening the box and finding my fucking stinky, dirty, rotten fucking shoes. And they can you picture their face when they open it? They go, that son of a bitch. He was here again.
Shoplifting and all that stuff. You're right. Like I was addicted to it. I was never like addicted to any other type of crime. It was always.
It was very addicting, wasn't it? Tell me you didn't lay in bed either the night before or early in the morning, going, I can't fucking wait for the stores to open. I was like that, going, what are you doing today? I got a nice full day of shoplifting lined up, all set up. I'm gonna make the fucking rounds. I got a couple of CDs I need, a couple of books.
And I take the bus and go to the mall and just. Rack the different stores in the mall, get on the bus.
Oh, fucking wonderful.
I was more...
Those are the days, huh?
I was more sperm. I mean, spirit of the moment. Like, if I was in some place, I'd just grab it.
Yeah. I'll tell you how bad I was. I once had a short-lived bookstore, of all things. Me, a fucking boob who's barely literate. I had a fucking bookstore in Winchester Center, right?
Oh.
Lasted a long 6 months before I folded it up. Someone would come in and order a book. You know what I'd do? I'd drive to Barnes & Noble and steal it and give it, sell it to them. In my store. Many, many times. Because being a little store, you couldn't carry like all them books like that. And I go, no, would you like me to order it? When can you have it? I go, a couple of hours. And I'd get a break. I'd go up to fucking Barnes & Noble, and I'd punish them fucking brutally for years. Some asshole buying a $30 hardcover. You go,
yeah,
okay. That was a good system.
Yes.
I invented it.
always be finding a way to cheat the system.
Mm-hmm. And then as you get, you know, you don't want to really take from the fucking, like, the mom and poppers. But now you see what the government, the money they give out, what people are doing. Then you get to the point you go, who gives a fuck, right? Yeah. Look what people are doing. Look what they're doing in society. Look at the money the government gives and look who they give it to and how they give it. You go, big fucking deal, I stole a book. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I stole 10 CDs. Fucking give me the electric chair, you asshole.
Yeah. Then you start getting into the, you know, obviously the stuff that we would steal is kind of like fun and game stuff.
Right.
But then you get into like the serious theft. Like I knew a guy that used to do pharmacies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole different
thing. And holy shit. Yeah. There was an old guy working behind the counter. And
it's always a good sign.
And he would talk to him. He, like, became friends with him.
He disarmed him with friendliness?
Yeah, disarmed him. And he would just, like, sit down in that little waiting area. And he would wait until the guy had his back turned. And he knew exactly where to go. And jumped over the counter.
No.
And he would rack up bottles of pills and then jump back in the seat.
I'm impressed.
And like, wave to the guy. And the guy would think that nothing fucking went wrong. Like,
that's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, now you see, that's what I mean. That's skill involved. That shows a level of balls. These guys who walk in stores just looting, there's no balls there.
Oh,
but
no.
To be sneaky
and
skullduggery. And fucking skirting around all fucking sneaky and all that. That's to be commended.
Yeah, it is. You know, you put some thought into it.
Right? Sometimes it calls for being a real sneak and hiding and having this and that. Sometimes you go to an approach, I'm just going to do it in broad fucking daylight, in plain sight. I walked in, see that clock? Bigger than that clock there, right? Scandinavian design. It used to be in the Burlington Mall.
Yeah.
Walked into the store. This is reckless, but that's how I was. Walked into the store, into the mall, into the store, took a big clock like that right off the wall, walked out of the store, and had that long walk through the mall.
Oh.
The big fucking clock. And the adrenaline going. And then you're outside, still there's nobody there. Then you can't find your car. And you're walking around with a fucking giant clock on. And there was nothing to beep to find it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, man.
And then when you got away with it, that fucking rush.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. Leaf. It was beautiful. Who knows what the fucking days, man? We should go on a caper, you and me. Be a man.
I know exactly the place to go.
Really? What do they have?
We'll talk offline about it.
What's the most time you spent in the can? Did you spend any time in the
I've
can?
Spent like
overnighter?
I've spent three overnighters.
Yeah.
In my life. Three long overnight, like not even, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Till the night. They have happy hours down the Cape. I got arrested twice down there. Cop fighting. I wanted to fight cops. I did. I thought I had a good jab, but I could move around. My big thing was, take your fucking badge off, huh? Okay. Take your fucking gun off. You want some of this? They'd go, stop. I go, what the fuck are you going to do, man? Boom, arrested. But they used to have happy hours. Remember legitimate happy hours? Those dead fucking in West Yarmouth all through there, right? You pull in on a 90-degree fucking day. There's nobody in there.
Route 28.
You drink 7 Heinekens and 3 fucking Galliano Stingers.
In like an hour.
You're fucking like this. Cross-eyed. You fucking...
How about dine and dashes? Have you ever done one of those?
Oh, yeah. Did I tell the story about when...
I did that a lot.
When I was in college, I just got off of crutches. There's like 8 of us. We're in a booth, like a Howard Johnson's or something, out of college. And I was against the wall. And, it's like 2 in the morning or whatever on a Friday. And we eat, and all of a sudden, everyone just fucking screws. And I just got off crutches, and I staggered my way out, looking at him like this, I was like, oh, fuck, is this guy going to try to tackle me? The fucking assholes left me there.
What did you call it, a dine and dash?
We called it chew and screw.
Chew and screw.
Yeah, chew
was what
screw
we call
the dine and dash.
Yeah, I remember people going, that's not nice, the waitress has to pay for it. I go, I don't care.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't me. That's the whole idea. You think if you're going to commit a crime, you can't worry about really who it
is. Well, she probably didn't have to pay for it. She probably lost her tip.
They were trying to guilt you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You say the guy who owns the fucking $10 million restaurant, they're going to make the poor waitress pay?
Yeah.
That ain't right. I'm still doing it, though.
Yeah, she's responsible for the fucking...
Yeah, what is he going to do?
No,
how's she responsible?
They can't hold her responsible.
Nope. You go to the manager, fucking 5 guys just ran out in the bill. It's coming out of your pay.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah, no.
Boy, this is getting me fucking horny to do it again. Man. I need a fucking... I want to go one last caper.
Yeah, let's go up.
You know what's a good thing to steal? Because of the monetary value, the stupid value attached to it. Like a $30 bottle of vitamins.
Mm. Oh, vitamins? Batteries.
Batteries are nice. Anything that had like a stupid price tag, you go, $30 for these.
Oh, yeah,
I got a nice fucking value here.
Right up the fucking sleeve.
One time I went to California, my first day there, my guy I was staying with was a heavy thief, right? Successful actor, so I won't say his name. Many years ago. But he had a lot of money, but he liked to sport thieving. You know, it's a sport. Yeah. I call it a sport. It's a sport. Right? There was a place right on the fucking Sunset, a fancy men's clothes. He goes, I'm telling you, it's the easiest fucking thing. You go in there, put the pants on, and then put your other pants over it. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I did that like a boob. I didn't even do a fucking pre-check. I walk out the door, beep, 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 beep. I did the old, what the fuck? What? Guy goes, you didn't beep when you came in? I go, I don't know, that was fucking a butt. And I went out the fucking door and walked like 2 feet. I got to the corner and I fucking ran to my car like a fucking heel. I dove in. I was going to have a card made in case you beeped. You tell them you have a fucking plate in your head from brain surgery.
Good idea.
And you give them the fucking card, go, hey! Say, when I go through like the airport, don't they ask you?
Yeah.
If you have any, go like this, go, hey!
So at the airport, you actually need a card if you beep. It's proof,
don't they ask
I guess,
you if you got fucking shit in your body?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you do, yeah.
And I go, this is a get-out-of-jail-free card. Yeah. I'm going to go stealing, and if I beep, I'll just give him the fucking card. It's like a brain damage. I got a plate in my head. I'll try it? I think it's a good idea.
That is
I think
brilliant.
It could still work nowadays.
That's a hell of an angle.
Yeah, and if any further problems, they start questioning you. You start grunting and making noises.
When we release this podcast, we're all going to get nailed for conspiracy for to shoplift.
No, this is all for, like, what do you call it? For fun.
Yeah.
Like Mark Furman, when he talked about OJ, it's for scripts and ideas.
Yeah.
It's so really us.
That's what people told us.
No.
People told us they did this.
And we're just trying to be cool for the show, yeah. too. Yeah. It's not really true. Be a man, we fucking. Even though we've broke some of the rules, we look like fucking amateurs compared to what they're doing nowadays.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Everything's changed. It's not even... We at least approached it from a fucking different perspective. You know what I mean? A little pride in your work.
Yeah, now every crime is like a white-collar crime.
Smash and grab.
Right. You know how they were moving out the middle class? They're moving out the middle-class thief.
Yes.
There's the dramatic smash and grabbers, which is all... That's not even creative. I give them no credit.
No.
White collar's there, but the nickel and dime thief like we were, they put them out of business.
Yeah.
The fucking middle class is shrinking.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man
Experience.